Kishon Rabosei, today's daf is Pesachim daf Nun. We have the tremendous chus of finishing the third parak. Excuse me, in the Masechta. We have a little bit of Agadata until the end. And then the fourth parak is probably the parak that has the least to do with Pesachim in the Masechta. But right, we'll see if you were looking for a break. So the fourth parak will provide some respite. And at least until we delve into the rest of the Masechta, which is really heavy on Korban Pesach and Korbanos, etc. But either way, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We are here on Mem Tes Amud Beis by the two dots. And we had said in the Mishnah, there was machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in terms of the shear for what you have to go back for. If you remember, we said two items. In terms of, one of them was chametz, one of them was kachim. But if you're going to do a mitzvah and you realize you have chametz in your house, do you have to go back, etc.? Then we said the same thing for kachim. If you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, if you're outside Yerushalayim, do you have to go back and burn the kachim inside Yerushalayim and to get wood from the maracha for the, okay, meaning what's the shear, what's the amount? So Rabbi Meir had said a kabeita and Rabbi Yehuda had said a kezayis. So that's where we are right now on Memtes and Mabez by the quote from our Mishnah. Lamreimra de Rabbi Meir sabar kabeita hu de hu de chashiv. Rabbi Yehuda sabar kezayis nami chashiv. Is that a machlokas in terms of what is the chashiva shear? What is considered a chashiva amount of food and worthy of going back for? Right, that Rabbi Meir says it's a kabeitza, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's a kezayis or a menu. Well, hold on, I'll bring a braisa. Ad kama hein mezamnin. How much do you need to eat until you say birkas hamazon? So ad kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda omer ad kabeitza. Right, again, mezamnin usually refers to zimun, which is Rabbi Sain Devarech, etc. Rashi explains over here. Again, I just want to be clear. It shouldn't say benching, but in terms of a zimun. Like a Rashi mezamin, right? Shlosha she'achlo ka'acha, three people ate together. D'tan chayavin lezamin ve'in rishayin lechalek. I mean, at what point are they not allowed to split up and bench on their own, and they have to bench together? So the Tanakhama says kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda says akabetza. So that's again, we stop Mishnah is usually Rabbi Meir. So that seems to be the reverse, right? Again, here we have Rabbi Meir says kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda says kabetza, and in our Mishnah it's the opposite. So sure enough, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlav is a Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, flip it. Okay, and Yochanan, you flip the Shita to line it up. Abaye, Amar Abaye says, La'olam lo tepach. No, really, you shouldn't flip it. Because Hasam b'kray pligi, b'hacha b'svar pligi. Because over there, they're arguing based on psukim. Here, they're arguing based on logic. And therefore, right, they can have different opinions. They're not necessarily intertwined one with the next. Hasam b'kray pligi, with the psukim over there, by benching. Rabbi Meir Savar Vachalta Zuachila, right? Again, what's the pasuk that teaches me you have to bench? Vachalta Vesavato Verachta. So Vachalta is Zuachila, that's eating. Vesavato, that's Zushtia, that's drinking. Vachila Bekezayis, and eating, right, is right, the minimum shear. Whenever you have a shear halacha of eating, that's Bekezayis. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Vachalta Vesavato is referring to Achila Sheyes Basvia. Right? It's not that Vesavato refers to drinking, but that achila refers to something when what is considered to be an eating, meaning echanami. That when Rabbi Meir is saying, just to clarify, by the way, but when Rabbi Meir says v'savata zuyishtia, so that's referring to not obviously you don't bench for drinking something, but we do say an alagefen for wine. If you were wondering what that means, but either way, back to Rabbi Yehuda. So he doesn't say that v'savata means drinking. He means achalta v'savata, meaning and they play off each other. And when do you have to bench? When you have an eating that will satisfy you. Then when you have sevia, v'ezezu, how much is a sheer sevia? So that is kebeza. So that's the machlokas over there by benching, by zimun. But hacha, but over here in our Mishnah, b'svara pligi, it's a logical machlokas. Rabbi Meir savar chazaraso kutuma, so that a person has to go back for the sheer, just like something that would become tame. Meaning that if Rashi explains that midirabanan, right, so they kind of made the sheer equal to the tumma, right? The tumasu asmechua, right? The tumas ochlan bekabeitza, right? Again, we mentioned that machlokas several times between Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's the shear for food to become tame or to transmit tumma. But either way, the shear for tumma by ochlan is a kabeitza. So ma tumasu bekabeitza, avacharaso chazaraso bekabeitza. Just like when you have kachim becoming tame, so the shear or chametz or whatever, any food that's going to be a kabeitza. So too, the shear you have to go back for here. Is kabeitza for Rabbi Yehuda Savar? No, the chazaraso ki isuru, that you compare the shear for the chazara for going back to the shear for the Isser, right? And what's the Isser over here? Just like the Ma'isur, because it's just like it's Usser to have, let's say, Chomets or whatever, or take Kachim out of. Out of the base, out of Yerushalayim, so that's going to be Kazayis. So Afchazar also, right? Be Kazayis. Okay, fine. Tanya with another Rabbi, sir. Rabbi Nosson Omer Zev Zev Kishtei Beitzim. Right. Actually, Rabbi Nosson said it was actually two Beitzim. Right. Below Hodu Chachamim, and sure enough, the Chachamim did not like that shita so much. So now again, what is this doing here? This next discussion. So once we talked about leaving Yerushalayim. Right, with basar, right, and therefore kachim, right, making it, making the kachim tame and passeling it. So we'll talk about leaving Yerushalayim. V'haya b'yamahu lo ye'or yikaros v'kipa'on. On that day, there will not be kipa'os or yikaros or kipa'on, right, talking about the milchama between Gog and Magog. Right, that day there will be no light. Ma yikaros v'kipa'on, what does that mean? So I'm Rabbi Elazar, ze'or she'yakar b'olam haza v'kafu'i l'olam haba. That one light is referring to the light of the sun. Right, and ze'or, meaning it's referring to the light of the sun, meaning that is good, that is yukar, that is dear to us in this world, the kafui, and it will be worthless in the next world. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, ilu negoyim ve'oholos. That's going to be the mesechtas of negoyim and oholos, which are, again, obviously negoyim talking about saras, neget saras, and oholos talks about tumah, right? Some people say oholos is the most difficult mesechta. In Shas, okay, I'm not holding enough in Shas to make an argument about that, but either way, those are going to be gone. There will be none of them. Sheikar nehim ba'olam hazeh, v'kfui nehim ba'olam hala, meaning they're very difficult in this world, but the next world, right, it'll be easy. Maybe Baruch Hashem will be in the next world, be able to understand that very easily. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, elu b'nei adam sheikar nehim ba'olam hazeh, v'kfui nehim ba'olam hala. It's talking about people who are valued, yokar, or valuable in this world, but are not worth anything in the next world, right? Specifically talking about people who are wealthy, right? Celebrities, etc., the rich and famous, people who are esteemed for whatever stupid reason in this world, because a person can act, he can pretend he can beat someone else, therefore he's the most looked up to person in the world. Not sure, don't understand it, don't think I ever will. But either way, that's people who are valued in this world will be gone. Right, it will not be valued in the next world. Ki hadar Rav Yosef braid Rav Yishuv ben Levi, just like the story of Rav Yosef, chalash v'yisnagid, right? He became ill, he became sick, v'yisnagid, and he ended up Rashi says he died. Right? Rashi says, no, parcha rucho, right? His neshama left him. Ki hadar, and apparently he came back. I mean, apparently he had an out-of-body experience, right? He died and he came back to life, and whatever it was, his neshama left him for a minute. So Kihadar Amar Le'avua, so his father said back to him, Mar Chazis, what did you see? Meaning apparently they realized that he had actually passed away, then the Shama came back to him. So he said, Amar Le, Olam Hafuch Ra'isi, I saw an upside down world. Fascinating discussion. If you ever wondered, I guess people wonder all the time, but the Gemara talks about it. Right? What did you see in the next world? He saw an upside down world. Elyonim Lamata V'tachtonim Lamala, meaning people who are up are down, and people who are down are up, meaning, again, the same idea, that the people who are, held in high esteem, and who are revered in this world, are not in the next world, and vice versa, people who are, nothing in this world are very high and mighty in the next world. So he said to his son, B'ni Olam Barur, he said, no, that was the clear world, that wasn't an Olam Hafuch, that's not an upside down world, that's the clarity, that's how it is, right? That's the emes. Right, that's how it actually should be. And then he said, well, what about us? How are we doing up there? Meaning, referring to himself as Tamid Chachamim. Right, what's Rashi says? Tamid Chachamim, Hechi Itin Hasam. Right, how are they doing? So, Kehechi Disu Hanan Hachi, so Hachi, Hacha, Hachi Asinan Hasam. Right, just like we are there, just like we are here, just like we are there. Meaning, he said that, just like we have covered in this world from, certainly Tamid Chachamim are revered, so too in the next world as well. V'shamati, and he said, I heard, Shayu Omen, they were saying, Ashrei mi shebalakan v'talmudu biyado, right, famous Shwaki song, how great is it that someone who comes here and he has his learning in his hands, meaning someone who passes away, but with understanding his learning, right, he has his learning with him, that he can learn. And repeat the things that he learned in this world, right, the Torah that he learned in this world. I heard that they were saying, "Harugi malchus ein adam yachalamu mechitzasam." Right, no one can stand in the place where the Harugi Malchus can stand, meaning they are the greatest. So, Mayninu, who are they? So, Ilam Rabbi Kiva Chaverev, if you're telling me about the Mamish, the Sarahugi Harugi Malchus, so I'm sure Harugi Malchus was Sulo. What, really? All their praise was that they were the Harugi Malchus? Right, well, all these Tanaim were giants in Gedolim. So, obviously, they would be praised with some other praise. Meaning, you wouldn't just say, ah, these people are amazing because they're Harugi Malchus. Why? What is that? Ella, rather, must be referred to Haruge Lot. An interesting story that Rashi brings down here. If you look at Rashi, Haruge Lot, Shnei Achim Hayushim, Masun Atzmam Al Yisrael. Right? Apparently, there were two brothers that gave themselves over to save Am Yisrael in Lot. Shahodu Al Atzmam Harugas Bas Melech, because apparently they came to the Jews in Lot, seeking the murderers for a princess. Obviously, I would imagine the Jews didn't actually do it, but the brothers kind of gave themselves up. Shahu Matila Nosa Al Kol Yisrael. Whether they were saying that they would kill everybody until they found the murderers, and apparently the two brothers gave themselves up, so they were there in a lofty place in Olam Hazeh. Okay, another pasuk. Bayomahu Yihyeh al Mitzilos Asus Kodesh Lashem. On that day, the Mitzilos of the horse will be Kodesh Lashem. My Mitzilos Asus, what is that? Samer Shubin Levi. Asu Dekosh Baruch Hu Losif Al Yushalayim Ad Shasus Ratz U'Matzil. Mitz Hashem in the future, Kosh Baruch Hu will add on to Yushalayim as far as the horse can run, umatzil, and has a shadow, meaning as far as the horse can run. Meaning, again, you see that chelik of this nevuah coming true nowadays, that certainly Yerushalayim is way bigger than it used to be. Right? Not in all directions, unfortunately. Mitz Hashem will be zocha, but certainly in the direction out towards Tel Aviv, etc. So you see, Yerushalayim is way bigger than it used to be. So Mitz Hashem will be zocha to the full kiyum of that pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Rabbi Elazar says, "Kol Mitzilos Shetolim Lasus Bein Einav Yekodesh Hashem." All the mitzilos, meaning the decorations, the bells that you hang between the eyes of a horse, right? That will be meaning all that stuff will be taken from the horses and given to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Instead of adorning our horses, right, as it were, right? Again, the horse can be kind of like the mushel for physicality and all the mazes. So then, we'll donate to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol biza shebozes in Yisrael ad shash asus ratzu matzil yekodesh l'shem." All the biza, all the spoils that Am Yisrael will get from the Melchamos, the Gomagog, etc., right, will so much, right? Again, from all that stuff, they will donate to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shlomo the man Amar called Biza Shabbos Yisrael. I understand that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the last one who says that is talking about the Biza that the what's it called, the spoils that the Jews will get and give to the Beis Hamikdash. Hanu Dichtiv Vayas Silos Beis Hashem Kimizrakim Lefnei Hamizbeach. And the pots in the Beis Hamikdash will be like the pots will be like made out of silver and gold. Right, Elu Lamanda Amar Behanach Tarti, before the other two. So my Vahaya Siwas Beveis Hashem. What is that talking about? So Milsa Achrisi Kamar. So Achrisi Kamar. Really, Kamar says it's talking about something else. Right, Demis Atri Yisrael Umis Navdi Umaisi. Because Am Yisrael become wealthy, and right, and they'll give their of their wealth to the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says Bishlam Lamanda Amar Biza. According to the one who says that we're talking about spoils that Am Yisrael will get from the Lachama. That's why the pasuk says, "Well, yeah, Knani od Beis Hashem Tzvakos." There'll be no more Knanis, and we'll see that a Knani means a businessman, a seller in the marketplace, not a Knani from like the nations. But there'll be no more Knanim, meaning the people of the Beis Hamikdash will not have to do any business. Right? There'll be so many donations. Right? You don't have to actually raise any money. El Lamad Amar Hanach Tarti, but going to the other two Pshatim, so my Veluya Knani, what does that mean? Some Rabbi Yirmiya, Ain Kan Ani. There will be nobody who is poor. Right? There will be no poorness in the Beis Hamikdash. Right? Am Yisrael will be very wealthy. Right? Am Yisrael themselves will be very wealthy. Uknani Minalan Dikri Tugger, how do you know that a Knani is referring to, like I said before, is referring to a businessman, someone who's selling stuff, a merchant? So the Chetiv says, "Vayar Sham Yehuda Bas Ish Kanani." Right, just finished Ushmo Shua. That's talking about when Yehuda sent Yosef away, or sold Yosef, or is the instigator behind the selling of Yosef. Pasuk says that Yehuda went down from his brothers, and he saw the daughter of an Ish Kanani, and he married her. So the Gemara says, "My Kanani, what do you mean it was a Kanani person, a Kanani guy. If you tell me he actually married the daughter of a Kanani, so that can't be. Because you remember what happened to Avram and Yitzchak? What did Avram say to Yitzchak? What did Yitzchak say to Yaakov? Don't marry the girls from Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Kanan. Efshar ba Avram Israel Yitzchak, but Yitzchak Vizir is Yaakov. Yehuda Azov Anasiv, Yehuda was a big tzaddik. He's not going to ignore all the advice of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So it couldn't be that he actually married a Canaanite girl. So Ella Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says that Baz Gavra Tagra, right? He was a merchant. He was a seller. He was a businessman, and that's the daughter. That's the woman. The daughter of that person is who Yehuda married. The Chiv is Baz says Canaan biyado Mosne Mirma. Right? Okay, a seller Mosneim are scales. Right? These scales are. Excuse me, something that a merchant would use back in the day, right? They would weigh the gold and the produce against each other. The boy says, "Mehacha," or a pasuk that says here, "Asher sochares sarim kinaane mechab de eretz." Okay, fine. Now another pasuk that we're all familiar with. Vayashem lemelcha kol haaretz, but who? Yeah, Hashem echadu shmo echad. Famous question, right? Well, I would imagine everybody has at least wondered about this. A little bit, if you understand the meaning of the pasuk, right? On that day, right, when Hashem reveals Himself and Yimos Mashiach, etc., Hashem will become one, and His name will become one. So, Atu Ha'idna Lav Echadu. What? Right now, He's not. Right? We say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's not true. Right? That's talking about Yimos Mashiach. No way. So, Amar Vacha Baruch Hanina Lo Ba'olam Hazeh Ba'olam Haba. Right? Meaning, this world is not like the next world. Olam Hazeh Al Besaros Tova Omer Baruch Tovu Meitiv Al Besaros Ros Omer Baruch Dayan Emes. In this world, right, unfortunately, when we hear good news, we say Baruch Tovu Meitiv. For example, when a child is born. So, but on bad news, right, we say Baruch Dayan Emes. Right, so we have a difference, right? We differentiate between good, quote unquote, and bad, quote unquote, right? Us, our humans, in our narrow view of what is good and what is bad, so we have two different brachos, one for good and one for bad. Lolam haba, but in the end, in the next world, everybody will realize, right? Kulu atov ametev, everything is good, right? Even though nowadays the MS, everything that Kosh Baruch Hu is good, does good well, does good as well. But in the next world, it'll be so clear that we will say for everything. Ushmo echad, and then again, that day Hashem's name will be one. Okay, I understand why echad, right? He will be one. Right? All of the news, all the things that happens will be one, because it'll all be good. But what's Ushmo echad? Right? My echad. Atu Adni Alav Shmo echadu. Now his name is not one? Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Lo, no, this is, understand it like this. Sorry. Lo kolam hazak kolam haba. Right? This world is not like the next world. And the way we pronounce Hashem's name. Ha'olam hazeh nichtav biyodhe, v'nikra ba'alef dalet. By the way, dalet, you see the word, the dalet, I always thought the letter was dalet, but the Gemara all over, consistently, writes it as dalet, with a tough, and, you know, according to Ashkenazi pronunciation, it should be dalis, which is too weird for me to say, but that's what it is. Anyway, so in this world, right, we say the word, Hashem's name is written Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we say the name of Adnus, with Aleph, Dalet, etc. Right, but Ava Ba'olam Haba, but in the next world, so then Kulo Echad, then it'll all be one, right? Nikra Yud Yud Hei, V'nichta Yud Hei, right? It'll be the same, we'll pronounce it in the way that it is written. Savar Rava the Midrash of Pircha, Rabbi Pircha. Rava wanted to talk about this in a shir, in a shmuz. Rashi says, the way to pronounce the Kosh Baruch Hu's name. So Amar Leah Husaba. So an older chevra said to him, and very often when we say Husaba, right, we've mentioned before, right, that there's a Tosus that says that's talking about Eliyahu Navi. So either way, someone said to him, no, La'olim Ksiv. Right, it doesn't say la'olam, it says la'olam without a vav. And that means la'alem. La'alem is to hide or conceal something. So, meaning, he told him, hold off on that drasha, right? Save that for another day. Rabbi Avina Rami, Rabbi Avina saw that there are two psukim that contradict each other. Ksiv, zeshmi la'olam, zezechui la'dor dor, right? The pasuk we had in this week's parsha. But that pasuk in and of itself is contradictory. Because if you're telling me, Zeh Shmi Le'olam, this is my name Le'olam, implying that we have to hide Hashem's name. This is something we're going to remember forever. So that implies that we're not going to forget, or we're not going to hide it. So Rav Avina explained this follows, right? Again, this week's Parsha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Kishani Nichta Vani Nikra. What Hashem is trying to tell us is that my name should not be pronounced the way that it is written in this world. Nichta Vani B'Yud Hei, V'Nikra Ani B'Alef Dalet. Right, so I've written, you say the name of Adnos instead of the name of Yud Kei Vavkei when we pronounce it. Okay, Hadra Lach Elu Ovrin, and let's go weiter to the fourth perek in the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Makom shen agu lasos malacha be'arvei pesachim and chatzos, osu. Wherever there's a minhag to do malacha on erev Pesach until midday, so then you can do malacha there. Makom shen agu shalol lasos. If there's a minhag not to do malacha, then ein osin. Then you should not do malacha on erev Pesach. Right now, this line here actually is the beginning of the discussion. I don't know if it's the makor, but it's definitely the beginning of the discussion. If it went for a person who, let's read it and then I'll tell you what it means. Haholech mimakom she'osin lamakom she'inosin, or mimakom she'inosin lamakom she'osin. If a person goes from one place to the next and the minhag is different, so what do? Nosin alav chumrei makom she'yatzam isham v'chumrei makom she'halach l'sham. You keep the chumras. You keep the chumras. Meaning that you don't do malacha. If your minhag is to do malacha and you go to a place where you don't do malacha, so then you don't do malacha. And likewise, if you go somewhere else where your minhag is not to do malacha, but they do malacha, so then again, you keep the chumrah, right, mistama. The mistama, the pashup shot, is that you keep the chumrah of not doing malacha, if that is in fact true. This is the beginning of the conversation, as I was starting to say before. This is the beginning of the conversation for a Ben Eretz Yisrael who goes to Chutz La'aretz for Yontif, or vice versa. Right, what do you do? Right, so the minhag is to keep one day, 2 days. Right, so perhaps the discussion starts here with this phrase: "Nosin alav chomrei makom sheyatzam isham v'chomrei makom shehalach l'sham." That you got to keep the halachos l'chomra. Okay, and then just to finish off the phrase: "V'al yishana adam epinei machlokas," and a person shouldn't switch what they're doing where he is because you're going to end up having machlokas, and obviously that is a contradictory, right? That's a contradiction, because on the one hand you said keep the chumras, on the other hand now you're telling me you have to make sure to do whatever they're doing in that city, so that doesn't seem to be a chumra, that just seems to be do whatever the minhag is in the place where you travel to. Okay, we'll talk about that. Kayotzibo, similarly, hamolich peros shviyas b'makom shekalu l'makom shelo kalu. Now there's a din that by Shemitah is coming up again. There's a Shemitah, I'll be back in Eretz Yisrael for Shemitah. Sorry. So the din is that when the whatever produce is gone in the fields, right, again, we're in the end of the sixth year, so then you have to get rid of the food that is in your house. Meaning that whenever the what's called disappear, right? The pasuk says that the animals need to be able to eat the produce on the land, and if as long as the animals are still able to eat that food, then you can keep it in your house. But if it's gone, then you also have to get rid of it from your house as well. So wherever the wheat is gone, for example, then you have to get rid of it. Wherever the grapes are gone, then you have to get rid of the grapes that you may still have left over. So if you go from one place where the crops, you know, and the produce are gone, right? Makom shekalu, where the produce is gone in the fields. L'makom shelo kalu, and you travel to a place where the fields still have, I don't know, grapes, pomegranates, wheat, etc. So, or the reverse. Omei makom shelo kalu, l'makom shekalu. So in that case, chayav levayer, regardless, you need to get rid of the food that is in your house. Now, again, we'll talk about exactly what what's going on. The Mishnah will, the Gemara will analyze all this stuff. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Say v'have l'cha afata, go out and bring your own." And the Gemara will talk about this in two blot. So, not tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, but a couple of blot. The Gemara will get to explain exactly what in the world Rabbi Yehuda means. Okay, so either way, we start off saying that on Erev Pesach, there are certain different minhagim in terms of an Isser Malachas. So the Gemara says, "My iria Erev Pesachim." Why are you bringing the example of Erev Pesach? Afilu Arve Shabbosos Arve Yom Tovim Nami. There's also a minug in certain places to not do malacha on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. The Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Ha'os Malacha Arve Shabbosos Yom Tovim Min Amincha Olamala. If you do malacha from the time from Mincha and on, Eino Roa Sirim Bracha La'olam. You're not going to see any benefit. Excuse me. From that work. So it's clearly, it seems that the melacha is frowned upon. So Hassan, the Gemara says, you're right, there's a difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantiv. Hassan and Mincha Lamalahu the Aser, right? But Samach Lamincha, lo. Right? Over there by Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, so yeah, from Mincha and on, meaning from Mincha Ketana and on, so then it's Aser, but beforehand, Samach Lamincha, meaning earlier than that, then it's fine. But Hacha over here, even Mechatzos, even on Erev Pesach, right, you back it up all the way to midday, and that's when the Isra Malacha, if you have a Minog, would kick in. Inami, or another answer, Hasam Suman Brachu Deluchazi Aval Shmuzi La Mishamtina Lai. Right, by Erev, other Chagim, Erev Yotav and Erev Shabbos, yeah, you won't see any Suman Bracha, but we're not going to put you in Chayrim. You're not going to, if the Minog is not to do Malacha, and you do Malacha, we're not going to put you in Chayrim. But Acha Shmuti Nami Mishamtina Lai, right, you're going to put him in Chayrim, right, even in a place over here by Erev Pesach. If you do malacha with them, and it is not to, so then we're going to get rid of you. Again, the idea here is not to be like annoying. We're talking about, you know, you have halachic obligations here on Erev Pesach. Certainly in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when you had to bring the Korban Pesach, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do nowadays, and we don't even have the Korban Pesach. Me'er Yibana Beis HaMikdash. So now, basically, the idea of having an Isra Malacha is that you'd be focused on doing what you need to do. You have Bir Chometz, you have to get the Seder ready, you have, if you didn't do Bedika, you have to do that, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot to do on Erev Pesach. And therefore, they had an Isra Malacha, so you could focus on what you had to do. Gufa, let's go back to something we just said. Isra Malacha, Barbi Shabbos, Barbi Yom Tov, Min HaMincha Olamala. Right, if a person does Malacha from 9.5 hours into the day, from Mincha Ketana and on Erev Pesach or Erev Shabbos, Uvu Motzi Shabbos, Uvu Motzi Yom Tov, Uvu Motzi Yom Kippur, right? Or in any of those days, Uvu Chol Makom Sheyesh Sham Nidnud Avera, and on any time there is some sort of slight type of Avera there, what is that including? Lasuyi Tainis Tzibor, right? Including a Tainis Tzibor. Now, the Tainis Tzibor is not talking about like a Sarvateves. Usually when the Gemara talks about a Tainis Tzibor, so it's referring to, and Rashi says over here as well, that when they used to fast, when there was no rain, it's actually been a very dry winter in Eretz Yisrael, this year, but back in the day when they really, needed the rain, they would have a series of fasts that got progressively worse as the drought went on, so at some point they would institute an Isra Malacha on those fast days. So including those days, if you do work on those days, in a row, Siman Bracha L'Olam, you never see any Siman Bracha at all. And the Achronim talk about what exactly that means, right? The prevailing opinion is that you will see some sort of loss somewhere else, right? Even though if you make a gain in that business, so then you'll lose it. Gosh Baruch Hu is not lacking in ways to make a person lose money. So if you have whatever business gain because if you're working on any of these days, then you'll see a loss somewhere else. Tan Rabbanan Milan Der Braisa. A Braisa. Yesh Zariz Viniskar. There's someone who is Zariz. How do you translate Zariz? Someone who is over-eager. Someone who is eager. Someone who is a get-up-and-go type person. Someone who is zealous, maybe. We'll say zealous. Someone who is zealous, Viniskar, and he is rewarded. Yesh Zariz, someone who is zealous, and Vinifsan, and he loses. He's shuffle. He's someone who is lazy. Viniskar, and he's rewarded. He's shuffle. Someone who is lazy. Vinifsad, and someone who is who and he loses because of his laziness. Right? Meaning, it all depends on the context. Zariz viniskar. What's the case when someone is zealous and excited and he gets rewarded for that? David kuli shabsa v'lo avdi b'mali shabsa. He works all week, but he doesn't work on Erev Shabbos, so he gets reward for that. Zariz viniskar. Someone who is very excited to do work, but he loses out. David kuli shabsa v'lo avdi b'mali shabsa. He works all week, including Erev Shabbos, right? And he's going to lose out for that work on Erev Shabbos. Again, the idea of being Erev Shabbos is a time, right, it's much easier to do in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, where in Eretz Yisrael, right, Friday is Sunday, right? Friday is the day off, so you're basically all day is available to prep for Shabbos and get the house ready. Whereas, obviously, if you're working in Chutz La'aretz, that's much more difficult to do. But okay, everybody in their own abilities in terms of preparing for Shabbos and, and what they can work out with their own situations. But either way, a person who works in Erev Shabbos, So he works all week, and he works on Erev Shabbos. He's going to lose out. Shafal v'niskar, if a person is lazy, but he gets rewarded. Lo abdi kuli Shabbos, lo abdi mali Shabbos. He doesn't work any at all. He doesn't work during the week. He doesn't work on Erev Shabbos. So it happens to be that he'll get rewarded because he didn't work on Erev Shabbos. He got to prepare for Shabbos. Shafal v'nifsad, that's someone who's lazy and he loses out. Lo avid kuli Shabbos. He doesn't work all week, but avid mali Shabbos. He does work one day a week, and that's on Erev Shabbos. That is, excuse me, inappropriate. Rava says, "Hani nashi de mechoza." There are women in the town of Mechoza. Afal gav de lo avdon avita b'mali shabsa mishum mefan kusa. Even though they don't do work on Erev Shabbos because they are what's mefunak in America. In Israel, the word mefunak is you're like spoiled. It's kind of the same idea. They're delicate or whatever it is. They don't do work on Erev Shabbos because they're delicate. Hu da kol yama nami lo ka avdon, and they don't work any other day, but afilu hachi, even though shafal v'nisgar karidan lehu, they're still called lazy and rewarded, meaning that that they still do get that schar for not working on Erev Shabbos. Rava Ramiksev. Rava pointed out two psukim that seem to contradict each other. Pasuk says, ki gadol ad shamayim chastecha, Kosh Baruch Hu's chesed is up until the heavens. Another pasuk says it's even greater than the heavens. So how does that work? So kan ba'usin lishma, kan ba'usin shalom lishma. Depends on if a person does a mitzvah lishma or shalom lishma. Right? You can imagine that lishma you get it over the clouds, and lo lishma you get up until the clouds. Right? Ukad Rav Yehuda, just like Rav Yehuda said, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. A person should always learn Torah and do mitzvot, even though it's lo lishma, as a famous phrase, shemitok shelo lishma, bo lishma, because a person will become used to doing it lo lishma, and inevitably, he will end up doing it lishma. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan with another b'risa. Hametzapa l'schar ishto v'rechayim. Someone who looks forward to the schar, to the here it doesn't mean schar is reward, but here it means the parnasa, the earnings, the income of his wife, v'rechayim, or a mill, ein roa simen bracha la'olam. We'll not see any bracha from that. Why? Schar ishto mitukalta, the income of his wife, mistama, she's going into the marketplace, right? It's not so, it's not so appropriate, and perhaps doesn't bring as much schar as you would like. For Rechayim Magarta, and a mill seems to be as if you're renting out a mill, and apparently it's a big schlep, and you don't make a lot of money from it. Aval Avdo Mizabna, but if a woman makes and sells items, so then Ishtabuchu Mishtabach Bakrad, then the Pazuk praises her. The Chetiv of Pazuk says, Sadin Asta Vatimkor, she made cloth. And sold it. So apparently, right, there's a sudden astav timchor, right? That's right in Eishes Chayil, right? So that's already an appropriate parnasa. So again, it's not that his wife can't work, but it should be something that's worthwhile and similar. Tan Rabbanan with another b'risa. Hamishtaker b'kanim uv'kankanim. Someone who sells kanim, which is Rashi says like reeds to make fences or whatnot, or kankanim are bottles or jars or jugs. In a real siman bracha olam, a person doesn't see any siman bracha. My time, and why is that? Because kevin de nafish af chazayu shal debu eina. Since there's a lot of them, and I guess you have to sell a lot, turn a lot of them for to turn a profit. So then there's an evil eye. There's an ayin hara. People I guess look at it and say, oh, look, this guy has so much business. Okay, so either way, I guess that's not the best. Tanu Rabbanan with another b'risa. Tagrei simta, people who sell things in alleyways. U'megadlei behem adaka, people who raise thin, small animals. Meaning talking about sheep and goats and whatnot. Meaning Rashi says already they're going to kind of in the city. Meaning you're not out in the fields. V'kotze ilanos tovos, people who cut down good trees. V'nosin neneim b'chelik yafa, people who kind of like start getting jealous and usually try and take the best portion of whatever items they're taking or they're involved in. So in a row, some bracha olam, those people won't see any bracha. My time, what's the reason? To tell be'inshi, because people are looking at them, and therefore there's going to be an ayin hara, and people won't benefit. Tanu Rabbanan with another b'risa. Arba prutos ein behen simon bracha olam, and there are four different prutos. Pruta is a coin, but right, we'll talk about it. You'll see the prutos that you get the minimal, the small amounts of prutas, of little coins, little value that you get from these jobs, don't see a siman bracha. Schar kosvin, a sofer stam, and we'll see why in a second. Schar mitzur gamanim, someone to translate, people who speak for the Rav, right, and to the Hamonam, when the Rav gives a drasha, they used to have a translator or a speaker, right, instead of like a microphone, they'd have a guy shouting, right? Schar yisomim, people who are investing the money of orphans. Umaus habaus midias hayam, and income from overseas, right, from ships. So the Gemara explains, I don't understand. Bishlam aschar matur gimanim, I understand the people who are speaking for the Rav, Bishim de mechsek hishchar Shabbos, because when is the Rav speaking? It's on Shabbos. And it looks like these people are working on Shabbos, that's how they make their parnassos. That's not the best way to make a parnassos. Eschar Shabbos is usher, your person is not allowed to work on Shabbos if he's only getting money for something he does for Shabbos. And that's, how does a Baal Kori get paid? And it's in a place where a Baal Kori does get paid. Here they don't, unfortunately, or at least by me they don't. But when a Baal Kori gets paid, so he's not getting paid for the work he does on Shabbos, he gets paid for the prep. Right, so it's important for them to prep before Shabbos because you're not allowed to get paid for work that you do only on Shabbos. So either way, so these matur gamanim, they will work on Shabbos. It looks like schar Shabbos. The most yisomim nami, so too someone who deals with the money of orphans, lav b'nei mechilin inhu. They're not able to be mocha, right? They're little, unfortunately, rachman l'tzlam lo aleinu. They're little kids. They're not gedolim. They're not able necessarily. To be mochel in a scenario that is necessary, right, and you'll have problems of kinyan and stuff like that. And also for money that comes overseas, mishum d'lav bal yoma and mishrachish nisa. It's fascinating. It says because not every day is there a miracle. Meaning, apparently, sea travel was very, very dangerous to the point where they say, if your produce gets from point A to point B, it's a miracle. Right? Apparently, not every day did a miracle happen. Ella, but I don't understand. It's charkosu with my timeout. What's the problem? Why can't a person make a parnasa as a sofer stam? So, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Esrim Ba'arba Taniyos Yoshu Anshei Knesset HaGadola, so Anshei Knesset HaGadola fasted 24 times, Al Kosvei Sofrim Tfilin Mezuzos, about Sofrei Stam. Why? Because Shelo Yis Ashru, they didn't want these Sofrim, thanks a lot, fellas, right? They didn't want these Sofrim to become rich. Shelo Mali Mis Ashrim, because if they become rich, so Ein Kosvin, then they wouldn't become Sofer Stam. Then they wouldn't be a Sofer Stam anymore. Right? That's the famous paradox. Right? A person becomes rich doing in some sort of business, stops doing that business. So even though, maybe not, but sometimes a person gets rich and stops doing what he's doing. Right? That's what they were nervous about, that if the Sofer Stam would become wealthy, so there'd be less tefillin, mezuzos, sefer Torah, etc. So they made sure that the Sofer Stam always had to work for their parnasa. Right? It's a little bit cruel, but... they wanted to make sure that there'd be enough Torah for Am Yisrael and enough, different mitzvah. Tam Rabbanu will learn the Raisa, Kosu Yisvarim, Tzvilim, Mezuzah, Sofer, Stam, Hein, Vitagrehen, Vitagretagrehen, them and their sellers and the people who sell from the sellers. So V'chol Oskim, Melechah Shamayim, anybody doing Melechah Hashem Shamayim, who's that? La'asuri Mochrei Tcheles, including people who sell Tcheles. In a room, some bracha le'olam, they don't see bracha from their parnasa. Evim oba, evim oskin l'shma, but if they do it, l'shem shamayim, if that's mamash, they're doing it l'shma, not necessarily to make a parnasa, so, or in addition to making a parnasa, they want to, to promulgate divrei Torah in the world, so then rowan, then they will see bracha in the world. Okay, we'll stop here, Rabosai, and we'll go weiter in the Hilul Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.